Zoom event, an award ceremony, which even though I'm technically inept, I managed to get on eventually with a lot of help. And it was a really nice award ceremony celebrating with Any Youth, which are a fantastic charity, change the outcomes of young people all across the Northeast. And one of those awards was Inspiring Young Woman. So I thought, wouldn't it be good, a couple of months on, to chat to Grace, who won Inspiring Young Woman, and found out what she's doing in Jarrah, at the big local, with Any Youth and with her brilliant youth workers. So we did just that. And I began by asking Warren, who is one of her youth workers, why he had nominated Grace.
The main thing about Grace is the way that she thinks about so many other people ahead of herself, either young people or older people in Jarrah. All the things that we've done, all the really good projects we've been involved with, Grace has largely came up with the initial idea of starting it off, and then everybody else has gotten involved with how to run it. But it's always been Grace's little brainwave if that's got us going on things that have been really successful.
So that's Warren, Grace's youth worker, and that's a pretty glowing, a shining review of a person. So I asked Grace what she felt about that and hearing it.
Honestly, it does help with like self-esteem and confidence too. So it's like, yeah, it was nice to hear.
So Grace, were you quite young then? Were you only about 9 or so, I believe, when you went to Big Local Centre at Jarrah? Were you quite a young'un then?
Yeah, me and a couple of friends went one time, and obviously it started out to be like, you know, we were just going weekly, but then like lots more activities started to happen and we started getting like involved a lot more too. So
what were the kind of things that you came up with? Because I mean, I have to tell you that when I was young, I was not thinking about my community and getting it all lovely and clean and tidy and organised, and you did that fully with the cemetery, didn't you?
Yeah, I feel like the cemetery, like, it's just somewhere like where everyone goes, even if you're like not part of Jarrah. So I feel like if we help clear it up and show respect, then maybe other people would follow up too.
Yeah, because you were tending war graves and you were sorting it. You were gardening, weren't you? You were really making it a clean, respectful,
yeah,
and nice place.
Yeah, that was just the main idea. And everyone had fun too, so, you know, it wasn't something that, like, we were getting dragged out of bed on a Sunday morning for. Like, everyone was happy and everyone, you know, was having fun.
So did you, was that, and that was your idea, Grace?
Yeah, it was.
Super.
Yeah, no, the big thing about the idea was Grace sometimes had a walk through the cemetery, and when she came to me, she said that she come across a lot of graves that have been just left, you know, if the relatives have moved away, they live in other countries, something like that. But she just felt like somebody should be doing something to tidy them up and, you know, a little bit of respect to the people who would die there. Mm. And then the project just went further and further. We started researching some of the people who died, and last year we did a First World War mural in Jarrah, and the names of the people who died in a Zeppelin raid was found the graves in Jarrah Cemetery as well.
But place like poppies and stuff on the grave to show like respect as well.
That's really lovely that you did that, Grace. That's an amazing thing, and a clearly testament to that you are an inspiring young woman, because you've got lots of other young people involved as well. And then as well as that, you've done coffee mornings and bingo mornings, Grace. Tell us a little bit about that.
With the coffee mornings, it gets everyone, especially old people at the house, because they don't always have somewhere to go. Mm. And like it was fairly cheap, so you didn't have to worry about like spending loads of money either. It was kind of just like for old people and young people alike, just, you know, just to spend time with each other, even if they didn't know them.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because I think you do learn a lot from kind of that intergenerational thing. If you sit and listen to older people and older people listen to young people, we can get so much from it, from each other, can't we?
Yeah, and I know, like, it sounds like we have young people and old people like don't normally get on like at all because of the generation, but with like the people in Jarrah, I feel like everyone has so much in common, even if it's like years apart. It's like really good, and I enjoy doing coffee mornings.
That's absolutely lovely. And you seem like a very, very capable person, Grace, a very capable young woman. So I wonder what your kind of aspirations are, what are your hopes for the future, do you think, for yourself?
Honestly, at this point, I'm like not 100% sure, but like, honestly, I'd love to do something in like youth work or like anything involving
young people, maybe.
Yeah, definitely something evolving around that. Like, I leave school next year, so it's definitely something I'd want to like pursue in the future.
And I guess all the experience that Grace has had now, Warren, and kind of that, you know, confidence that has been gained is really important.
Oh, yeah. When I nominated Grace for the Inspiring Young Woman Award, I think my last sentence said something like, I'd never come across anybody in about 25 years of doing this job who should be a community and youth worker or a youth worker or working in something like that, because Grace would be perfect at it.
It's really, really lovely to have such a happy story and such a brilliant young woman. And for the last year then, Grace, has COVID been quite tough on you and your mates? Has it been difficult?
For me, like, I know it was really hard during, the first main lockdown, because obviously you didn't really have, many ways to communicate other than social media.
Yeah.
It was kind of hard to, focus and keep things real, but the YMCA, they did, weekly Zoom calls, twice a week, and they'd play bingo with her and talk. But then, after that started to sort, when the restrictions and stuff went down, they then started to, do small groups, so we could meet and chat for a little bit and, go home, which I think was helps not just me but everyone a lot.
Isn't she superb? Well done to Grace, inspiring young women at any youth's inaugural award ceremony on International Women's Day. What a fantastic example of a young person. I think Grace was 15 when she was nominated, maybe she's turned 16 now. That's amazing. And thank you to Warren as well, her youth worker. Big up Jarrah and the big local. Here's Roxy Music.